The new school year is fast approaching, but Milwaukee healthcare providers are warning of the risk of viruses spreading when classes begin. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services show that last school year, just 89% of Milwaukee County students met the requirements for the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations. I'm WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel, and I spoke with Catherine Malin, an assistant professor at Marquette University, about how Wisconsin parents can protect their children from measles. First, Malin comments on the 89% vaccination rate.
So that's really concerning because what we know about measles is that it's really one of the most contagious viruses out there. And in general, we need about a 92 to 94% rate of either vaccination or infection to allow for sort of what we call herd immunity to really protect and decrease the spread of the virus.
It's worth noting here that we have measles in Wisconsin right now, right? There are 9 cases of measles that were confirmed earlier this month, all of them in northern Wisconsin, but this virus has arrived. So what can parents do to keep their children safe?
The best thing that parents can do to help keep their children and our community safe is to receive the measles vaccine. It still is the best and the safest way to prevent infection and decrease the spread of the virus.
So parents can check the Wisconsin Immunization Registry to figure out whether their children are behind on any vaccinations. Ahead of the school year, if they decide it's time to get an MMR vaccine, where's the best place to do that?
The best place for parents to take their children to get their MMR is with their healthcare provider. It's also a great time of the year to check in with your healthcare provider, your child's healthcare provider anyways, to, you know, sort of have a healthy child visit as well as get caught up on other vaccines as needed. So the MMR, you can't just go to like your Walgreens down the street necessarily to get your MMR or your child's MMR. The best place is to call and make an appointment with your child's healthcare provider.
Thank you. In this state data, we see really big swings between the counties of what percentage of children have met the minimum vaccination requirements. So in Milwaukee, for example, we're at 79% of students. 89% of students have met the minimum requirements for the MMR vaccine. That's measles, mumps, and rubella. But, you know, I see a lot of swings in this data, right? Counties like Wood County and Clark County, which are in northwestern Wisconsin, have very, very low vaccination rates. I wonder what you see in your work as the driving force behind vaccination hesitancy.
Yeah, so I think that's a good question. I want to just start by saying I really believe that parents always want to do the best thing for their kids. I don't think vaccine hesitancy is out of some sort of malice. I think parents are understandably unsure at times as to what to do. When we see vaccine hesitancy in practice, I can just sort of say what I run into is perhaps maybe some misunderstanding of information about safety or concerns around things that we know now aren't true, like links with autism. There's a lot of really strong scientific data out there that vaccines are safe and they prevent spread of really contagious and harmful infections. When we run into hesitancy, it's often just a matter of having a conversation about what families' understandings are, what their values are, what is happening in their communities, and really getting down to making sure kids are safe. And that's really a goal everyone has and how to best get there. So I would say vaccine hesitancy is a complicated thing. It's influenced by culture, it's influenced by religion, it's influenced by location, and certainly access to healthcare as well is an important part of it.
Catherine Malin is an assistant professor at Marquette University's College of Nursing and a neonatal nurse practitioner. While Malin notes the reasons for vaccine hesitancy, it translates to a small number of students. Just 6.7% of Wisconsin students have medical, religious, or quote, personal conviction waivers for vaccinations. That's nearly double the percentage of students with waivers from 20 years ago, according to state data. Do you need to check your child's vaccination status or your own? You can do that on Wisconsin's online immunization registry. You'll need the patient's name, date of birth, and social security number.